let's begin from verse 15. Wherefore also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints,
naizvozvo shure kwekunge ndanzwa pamusoro pekutenda kwenyu muna Ishe Jesu Kristo nerudo rwenyu kuvatsvene,
cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers.
Ndakaramba ndichienderera mberi kukunamatirai uye ndichitaura mazita enyu muminamato yangu.
Amen. Paul says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers.
Paul anoti iye, ndakaramba ndichitenda Mwari ndichitaura, ndakaramba ndichitenda Mwari nekuda kwenyu uye ndichitaura mazita enyu munamato yenyu, munamato yangu.
That's why we said you must pray for your pastor.
Amen.
Pray for one another.
Amen.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
Kuti Mwari wababa wedu waishe wedu Jesu Kristo, uye baba wedu wekubwinya, anga kupei imi mweya yenyu uchenjeri uye nechizaruro.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Uye kuti meso ekunzwisisa kwenyu kuve kunozarurwa, uye zvakare kuti muzive chinhu ichi chinovatariro yekudanwa kwenyu kunova kubwinya. Uye kunova kubwinya kwekupfuma kwekubwinya kwake inova nhaka yose yavatsvene.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power.
Uye ukuru hwesimba rake kune isu isu vanotenda maererano nekushanda kwekuda kwesimba rake guru,
which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places.
Raakaita muna Kristu uyo achimutsa kubva kuvafi akamuisawo zvakare kunyange kurudyi rwake rweruboshwe munzvimbo dziri kumusoro kudenga.
Amen. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word.
Mwari vatiropafadze pakuverengwa kweshoko ravo.
Let us pray.
Tinamatei. Tenzi Jesu Kristu, mangwana nano tiri kufara kuti tiri kuverenga shoko ramakanyora imimi. Shoko rakatipa zvese zvatinazvo. Ndiro riratisvitsa panguva ino. Baba, tanzwa iye zvino kuti muranda wenyu nyama ingave yakaneta, asi tinoziva chinhu ichi kuti imimi hamunete, imimi hamukotsire, ndimi chitubu chesimba. Tirikumbira kuti muchivaisa parutivi kuitira kuti imi kuda kwenyu kuve kunozadziswa. Tamirira kunzwa kubva kwamuri, chiuyai mutaure kwatiri, isu tichateerera tigokupai mbiri pamusoro pezvese zvichaitika mumba muno muzuva ranhasi. Tanamata nekutenda. Amen. Mwari akuropafadzei, garai henyu pasi.
Right, this morning,
mangwanani ano,
by God's grace,
nenyasha dzaMwari,
we want to look at this subject.
Ngatitarirei maridzo iyi.
Amen. We want to speak about revelation.
Ndakutaura pamusoro pechizaruro.
Amen. We want to speak about a revelation. Amen.
Amen.
Because we always hear the preachers speaking about revelation.
No, garachingu nzwa paridzi vachitaura pamusoro pechizaruro.
You must know him by revelation.
Anziziva Jesu nechizaruro.
Amen.
Amen.
So, what is this revelation?
Oh, chizaruro chacho chi.
When you say, I got a revelation.
Pantinoti ndawana chizaruro.
Amen. When you say, it was revealed to me.
Koba dataura chidichi, zaka ndakazi zarurirwa.
Amen.
Amen.
The revealed word.
Shoko ragazarurwa.
Amen. Paul here says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Paul anoti kuti mwari waishe wedu Jesu Christ,
the Father of glory,
Baba wokubwinya,
may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Kuti vakupei imi mweya weuchenjeri nechizaruro,
in the knowledge of him.
Mukumuziva iye.
Amen. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened.
Kuzarwa kwemeso ekunzwisisa kwenyu.
That you may know what is the hope of his calling.
Kuitira kuti muzive tariro yekudanwa kwake.
Paul here speaks of eyes of understanding being enlightened.
Paulo pano ari kutaura pamusoro pekuzarurwa kwemeso ekunzwisisa.
Amen. What for?
Uchizarurirwe chi?
Amen. That you may know.
Kuitira kuti uzive.
Amen. That you may know.
Kuitira kuti tizive.
You apprehend clearly.
Unonyatso zvibata zvakajeka.
And with certainty.
Wakanyatso kutsikana.
Amen. So unless this sense is opened,
kunze kwekunge maonero aya azarurwa,
you don't know what is the hope of his calling.
Hausi kuzoziva tariro yekudana kwashe.
Neither the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Uye hausi kuzoziva kukosha nekupfuma kwokubwinya kwenhaka yaJehovha matsvene.
Amen. Paul here prays for the saints.
That
God may give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation. In the knowledge of Christ. Amen. And we know wisdom. Amen. That's being able to weigh things.
Chinonzi uchenjeri. Kukwanisa kuenzanisa zvinhu.
Amen. Judging righteously.
Uchi kwanisa kutonga zvakarurama.
Amen. Right. Let's look at this scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Vakorinde kutanga chapter 2.
Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world.
Zvino hatina kugamuchira mweya wenyika.
But the spirit which is of God.
Asitaka gamuchira mweya waMwari,
that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Kuti tizive zvinhu zvakadai kupuwa pachena kwatiri kubva kuna Mwari.
Which things also we speak.
Zvinova zvinhu zvatinotaura.
Not in the words which men's wisdom teacheth.
Kwete mumashoko anodzidziswa nouchenjeri hwevanhu.
But which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Asi zvinodzidziswa nemweya mutsvene tichienzanisa zvinhu zvemweya nemweya.
Amen. The spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Mweya wechizaruro neuchenjeri.
And Paul says in Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12.
Ari kuti kuna vaGalatia 1, 11 and 12.
But I certify you, brethren,
asi ndinokurudzirai imi hama,
that the gospel which was preached of me,
kuti vhangeri yakaparidzwa neni,
is not after men.
Haisi yavanhu.
For I neither received it of men,
nokuti handina kuigamuchira kubva kuvanhu,
neither was I taught it,
kana kuti ndakaidzidziswa,
but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Asi yakauya nechizaruro chaKristu.
Amen.
Amen.
So here we see it was by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yakauya nechizaruro chaJesu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
Revelation.
Chizaruro.
In the church age's book,
mo book re mazera echurch,
the prophet says,
mo propita vanoti,
The importance of revelation.
Praise the Lord. Kukosha kwechizaruro.
By the Spirit to a believer.
Chichiuya nomweya kumutendi.
Can never be overemphasized.
Azvikwanise kuti uzvitsanangure kana kuzvisimbisa zvakakwana.
Amen. That's a familiar quotation to message believers.
Ikoti inozikanwa nevatendi.
The importance of revelation to a believer.
Kukosha kwechizaruro kumutendi.
By the Spirit.
Nomweya.
Can never be overemphasized.
Hakukwanise kuti kukosheswe zvakakwana.
Amen. He says the revelation means more to you than perhaps you realize.
Chizaruro chinoreva zvinopfuurira kwauri kupfuura kuchere kuziva kwaungaite.
Amen. So revelation is important.
Chizaruro chinokosha.
Amen. To a believer.
Kumutend.
And the prophet says.
Prophet not.
Right. It means more to you than perhaps you realize.
Chinopfuurira chinoreva zvakawanda kupfuura kuziva kwaungaite.
Amen. He says, I am talking about all revelation. It is tremendously important to the church. Revelation.
Chizaruro.
To a believer. To the church.
Kuchech.
Amen. He says, it means more to you than perhaps you realize.
Chizaruro chinoreva zvakapfuurira.
It is tremendously important to the church.
Chinokosheshesa zvakanyanya kuchechi.
Amen. You remember what the Lord Jesus Christ said?
Matthew
chapter 16.
Matthew 16.
Amen. When Jesus asked the disciples, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Ko, vanhu vanoti ini mwanakomana wemunhu ndini ani?
Amen. Whom do men people say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say you are Elias. Some you are Jeremiah. Amen. And so forth. And he said, but whom say ye that I am? Now you've told me what people say of me. But you believers, you followers of me, amen. Whom say ye that I am? Amen. To you, Eastleigh Church.
Eastleigh Church.
Amen. Who are seated in this morning? Amen. Whom say ye that I am?
Munonditi ndini ani?
And Peter answered,
Peter akapindura,
thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Ndimi Christu, mwanakomana waMwari mupenyu.
And Jesus said unto him,
Jesu akati kwaari,
blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah.
Wakaropafadzwa iwe Simon mwanakomana waJonas.
For flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you.
Nokuti nyama neropa handizvo zvakuzarurira.
But my Father who is in heaven.
Asi baba vangu vari kudenga.
Amen. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
Hauna kuzarurwa nenyama neropa bodo.
You have not known me by education.
Hauna kundiziva nedzidzo.
Nobody has taught you.
Apanaka kudzidzisa.
But it's a revelation from God.
Asi chizaruro chabva kuna Mwari.
Amen. And he says, upon this rock,
hanzi padombo iri,
I will build my church.
Ndopa ndichavaka chechi.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Zvino masuo egehena hangatongoikunde.
Amen. Flesh and blood hath not revealed it to you.
Nyama neropa hazvina kuzarurira.
But my Father hath revealed it.
Asi baba vangu ndovakuzarurira.
Upon this rock. The rock of revelation. The rock of knowing who I am. Amen. He said, it's my Father who revealed it to you. Amen. So he said, upon this rock of revelation. Amen. So the church is built upon the revelation. Amen.
Amen.
And says, if you are built upon the rock of revelation this morning,
says
the gates of hell cannot prevail against you. A church that's built upon revelation. A brother or sister that's built upon revelation. Nothing can shake you. No demon can prevail against you. The world cannot overtake you. Amen. Even the fashion of this world cannot take you. Because you are built on revelation.
Wakavakwa pachizaruro.
Amen. Even if an elder backslides.
Kunyange mukuru akadzokera kumashure.
Amen. An elder of the church.
Vakuru vekereke vakadzokera
mashure. Even if a pastor backslides.
Kunyange mfudzi akadzokera mashure.
Amen. A brother or sister.
Hama kana nda.
Who is built upon the rock revelation.
Yakavakwa pamusoro
pedombo rekuzaro. That will not shake you.
Hazvikuzunguze.
Amen. Because many things are happening.
Zvakawanda zvikuitika.
In the message.
Maritsu.
Amen.
Amen.
What is a revelation?
Chizarochi.
Amen. Let's see what the prophet says. From Church's book.
Book Remazere Church.
Page 13,
Church Ages.
Says, now the Greek word for revelation is apocalypse.
Shoko, rechi Greeki, richitanangura chizaruro, nor noti apocalypse.
Which means unveiling.
Zvinoreva kuvhura.
Amen.
Kudubura.
Amen. This unveiling is perfectly described in the example of a sculptor.
Kuvura uku kunonyatso zarurwa zvakakwana pakutsanangura kufukura chivezwa kana chimpundo.
Amen. A sculptor unveiling his work of statuary.
Muvezi wedombo achizarura watingati mpunzo kana warodzi kana waJoshua Ngomo.
Exposing it to the onlooker.
Kuitira kuti vanhu vauone.
Amen.
Amen.
When he's done his piece,
kana muvezi wedomba apedza
basa. Amen. He covers it.
Anofukidza.
Amen. Right now, when he unveils it,
paanozovhura.
Amen. To the onlooker.
Kuti vanhu vaone.
It is an uncovering.
Kunenge kwaku fukura kana kuzarura.
Revealing what was previously hidden.
Zvakuburitsa pachena zvanga zvakaputirwa.
Amen. Now the uncovering,
zvino kuputunurawo,
is not only the revelation of the person of Christ.
Hakusi kungozarurwa chete kwemunhu Kristu.
But it is the revelation of his future works in the oncoming seven church ages.
Asi kuchizaruro chemabasa ake ari kuuya mumazera emachechi.
Amen. Because the prophet was introducing the seven church ages.
Nekuti muprofita ndozvaingunoku.
This is why he's saying it's not only the revelation of the person of Christ.
Asi Kristu chete semunhu
achizaruro. But of his future works in the oncoming ages.
Asi mabasa ake ari kuzoita muzvizvarwa zvinotevera.
Amen. It's there.
Zviripo.
Amen. But only it is hidden.
Zviripo. Chinongovepo chete ndechekuti zvakaputirwa.
And this is why Paul prays.
Ndokusaka Paulo achinamata.
May God grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
Dai Mwari akupai mweya wouchenjeri nechizaruro mukumuziva iye Kristu.
Amen. Your eyes of understanding being enlightened.
Meso ekunzwisisa kwenyu achi shinudwa.
That you may know the things that were hidden. Amen. They were hidden. Now they are being unveiled or revealed. They are being uncovered. They are being put in plain view. Amen.
Amen.
First Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 12 says,
or
we can start from verse 9. As it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God.
Amen.
He says, God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. For
it's
the Spirit that searcheth the deep things of God. Amen. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
Says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given us of God. Amen. That by His Spirit, amen, He reveals these things to us that are freely given to us by God. Amen. Aren't you great, brother, sister? Amen. That's the grace of Almighty God. These things that He has freely given to us. Amen. But how do we know them? Amen. The Bible says, by His Spirit. For it's the Spirit that searches the deep things of God. Amen. Remember what the prophet said. It's my desire, brethren, to see a
church
cross over to the other side. It's my desire to see my church cross over to the other side, to the promised land. Because it's only in that promised land we speak of the deep things of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's the Spirit that gives the revelation. Amen. And the prophet says, without the Holy Ghost, you cannot get a revelation. Amen. Because we have read from the scripture, that is the Spirit that reveals these things to us. Amen. So you must receive the Holy Ghost. You must cross over into that other land. Because that's where your inheritance lay. Amen. It's the Spirit that knows these things. Amen. It's hidden. But it's there. Amen. Your healing this morning.
Hallelujah.
Even your healing this morning, it is there. Amen.
Amen.
You only need your eyes of understanding to be enlightened. Because He has already done it. 2,000 years ago. Amen. By his stripes, you were healed. So you only need your eyes to be opened to receive your healing, to receive your blessings. Whatever you need this morning, you only need your eyes of understanding to be opened. Amen. New birth is for you. Amen. He says you must be born again.
Amen.
And the new birth is a revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. He unveils himself to you. He makes himself known to you. Amen.
Amen.
As you know him, you know who you
are.
Amen. He gives you a different nature. Amen. Now you know you are not of this world. Amen.
You conduct yourself differently. Your manner of speech is now different.
Amen. Because
when he reveals himself to you,
amen.
Then you will know who you are.
Amen. That you are in this world, but you are not of this world. Amen. When you get a revelation, it puts you into action. Amen. Like the woman at the well. Amen. When Christ unveiled himself to her. Amen. Say, I perceive. Amen. What is to know? Is to perceive.
Who?
Amen. To understand. So when he says, say, I perceive that thou art the Christ. Amen. Christ revealed himself to this woman. And it put her into action. She ran into the city. Said, come see a man. Amen. The devil don't believe it, I see. But I'm filled with the Spirit. There's no doubt about that, singers.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible says, whosoever will. Amen. Another.
Whosoever will.
Amen.
That's why you, when you heard, you came.
Amen.
Amen.
Many people heard.
Vazhinji vakanzwa.
Amen. But some got a revelation.
Vamwe vakabata chizaru.
Saw their names in the book.
Vakaona mazita avo mubhuku.
Amen. Many are called,
Vajinji,
but few are chosen.
Asvashoma,
that's where the problem is, brother, sister. Amen. Many come,
Vajinji,
but it's only a few who get their eyes opened or enlightened. Amen. Who get a revelation. Amen. They see their names under those seals. Amen. Since I saw my name in the book. Amen. I'm never the same.
Aiwa. And this is
others got no revelation. And those are the people that always give you problems.
Amen.
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 You know what the prophet says? Faith is a revelation.
Kutenda chizaruro.
You say you have faith.
You are not unokutenda.
Amen. What you are telling us is something has been revealed to you. Amen. This sixth sense is actually declaring it.
Amen.
Because faith is a revelation.
Nekuti kutenda chizaruro.
Your sixth sense
pfungwa yechitanhatu
is declaring it.
Ndoi iri kukuzivisa.
Thank you, brothers. Amen. Faith is the substance.
Kutenda ndorubatso.
Amen. Is something that is tangible.
Kutenda chunhu chaunokwanisa kubata.
Amen. Is there?
Chiripo.
Only you cannot show it to the next person.
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti haukwanisi kuchiratidza munhu ari pedyo newe.
But that sixth sense declares it.
Asi pfungwa yechitanhatu inozvitaura.
You can actually see it.
Iwe unotozviona.
It's so plain to you.
Zvakakujekera kwangu.
So what has happened?
Ndozvakaitika.
It has been revealed to you.
Zvakazarurwa kwauri.
Your eyes of understanding have been enlightened to it.
Mesa ako ekunzwisisa aka.
This is what we are saying about your healing.
Pamusoro pekupodzwa kwako.
You see it.
Unoona
kupodzwa kwako. You walk into it.
Wopinda
makuru. Say this is mine.
What in
heaven? Even your blessings.
Ndani maro
baba. When it's revealed to you.
Kana zvazarurwa
kwako. You actually walk into it.
Unopinda mazviri. Amen. Hallelujah.
For without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. Without a revelation, it's impossible to please God. Amen. Because the Spirit is the one that comes and reveals to you His will. Amen. And then you walk into His will. Then you are pleasing God. It was revealed to
Abel
what happened in the Garden of
Eden.
And by revelation, amen. You know, the Bible says by faith. And you said faith is a revelation. So it was revealed to him. Amen. This is why the Bible says he offered a more excellent sacrifice. It was revealed to him. Amen. By faith, Enoch walked with God. Amen. It was a revelation. Amen. By faith, he pleased God. And he was translated that he should not see death. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. And the prophet says, he pleased God with the rapturing faith. Amen. Something was revealed to
Enoch.
Amen. This is how he pleased God. Whatever God said. Amen. Enoch said amen. Enoch believed it. So that is walking with God. You believe what God said. You believe the voice of God in these last days. You are walking with God. You are pleasing God. Amen. And our prophet says, if revelation, this revelation that you are speaking of, which he said, It means more to you than perhaps you realize. Which he said is so important to the believer. Which said is so important to the church. He says, if this revelation is beyond you. Amen. It is possible. Amen. But he says, if it is beyond you, look up and seek God for it. Amen. He says, if it is beyond you, look up and seek God for a revelation. Amen. So you are not walking by your intellect. You say, God, I need your revelation. For without this revelation, I cannot please you. I don't know what pleases you. Amen. God bless you, Brother Mpofu.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Says, that is the only way you are ever going to get it. Seek God for it. It never comes by human natural endowments. But by spiritual endowment. Amen. You can even memorize the scripture. Amen. Quoting scriptures. Amen. Like we saw that man, Apollos. The Bible says he was an eloquent man. And mighty in scriptures. But alas, he did not have the revelation of the message of the hour. Amen. Until Aquila and Priscilla,
Priscilla na Aquila
took him aside. And then they explained to him more perfectly those scriptures he had memorized. But he didn't even know that they had been fulfilled. Amen.
Amen.
You can even memorize the scripture. And though that is wonderful, but that won't do it. Amen. That won't change your life, brother, sister. This is why the prophet said, any man with two hands, amen, with the education of this world, can open the pages of this Bible, but it only takes the Holy Spirit to give you that revelation. It has to be a revelation from God.
Amen.
So it has to be a revelation. It says in the word that no man can say that Jesus is the Christ except by the Holy Ghost. You have to receive the Holy Ghost. And then, and only then, can that Spirit give you the revelation that Jesus is the Christ. The anointed of God. Amen.
Amen.
Right, church's book.
Mazere church. Churches.
Page 33.
Page 33.
As much as we believe in trying to find the oldest and best manuscripts, amen. to get the best record of the word possible,
kuti tinyatsowana zvinyorwa zviripo zveshoko zvakakwana,
we will never get the true meaning of it by study and the comparison of scriptures.
Hatimbopa takanyatsowana dudziro yacho yechokwadi kuburikidza nekunzvera uye nekupatanidza magwaro.
Sincere as we may be,
pakuperera kose kwatingadaita,
it will take a revelation
zvinototora chizaruro
from God
kubva kuna Mwari
to bring it out
kuti zvisibuditse pachena.
Amen. It will take a revelation
zvinototora chizaruro
from God
chabva kuna Mwari
to bring it out
kuti zvisiratidze.
That is exactly what Paul said,
ndozvakarehwa naPaulo,
which things we speak also,
zvinhu zvatinotaurawo pamusoro pazvo,
not in the words which men's wisdom teacheth,
kwete zvinodzidziswa nemashoko evanhu,
but which the Holy Ghost teacheth,
asi zvinodzidziswa nemweya mutsvene.
Amen.
Amen.
For he says, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God,
nokuti munhu wenyama angagamuchire zvinhu zvemweya waMwari.
Amen. But they are foolishness unto him.
Asi zvinova upenzi kwaari.
That's 1 Corinthians 2:14.
Corinthians 2:15.
Neither can he know them.
Uye haangazvizive.
That's the natural man.
Munhu wenyama.
The educated man.
Munhu akafunda.
The carnal man.
Munhu wenyama.
He says he cannot receive the things of the Spirit.
Hakwanise kugamuchira zvinhu
zvemweya. They are foolishness to him.
Ndozvinonzi upenzi kwaari.
Neither can he know them.
Uye haangazvizive.
Because they are spiritually discerned.
Nekuti zvinonzverwa nemweya.
Amen. But he that is spiritual,
uyo ari wemweya.
Amen. You who are spiritual,
imi vemweya.
Amen. You judge all things.
Munotonga zvinhu zvose.
The spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Mweya wechizaruro nekunzi.
You are able to judge righteously.
Unokwanisa kutonga zvakanaka zvakarurama.
Amen. For who hath known the mind of the Lord?
Yani akamboziva pfungwa yaMwari.
That he may instruct him.
Kuti amudzidzise.
Amen. But we have the mind of Christ.
Asi tine pfungwa yaKristu.
Amen. And the prophet says, when the supernatural comes, amen. When the supernatural comes, which is the Holy Ghost,
says,
that is the mind of Christ. Amen. Now you know as you are known. Now you know his will. Now you know how to please him. Because you have the mind of Christ, the supernatural in you.
Amen.
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 Says, oh, how we need revelation.
Aiwa, tinoda chizaruro.
How we need revelation by the Spirit.
Tinoda chizaruro nomweya.
We don't need a new Bible.
Hatidi Bible idzva.
We don't need a new translation.
Hatidi dudziro idzva.
Though some are very good.
Kunyange imwe yakanaka.
And the process, I'm not against them.
Handipesani navo.
But we need the revelation of the Spirit.
Tinoda chizaruro chemweya uyu.
And thank God we can have what we need.
Tinotenda Mwari kuti tinogamuchira zvatinoda.
So God wants to reveal his word to us by his Spirit.
Nekuti Mwari vanoda kuzarura shoko ravo kwatiri kuridza nemweya wavo.
Amen, brother, sister.
Amen, anda.
Amen. God is more than willing.
Mwari.
God wants to reveal his word to us.
Mwari vari kudisisa kupfuura
by his Spirit. God.
Mwari vangu.
May he begin by his Spirit.
Dai atanga nemweya wake.
To give us.
Kutipa isu.
Continuous life giving and prevailing revelation.
Upenyu unoenderera mberi uchipa uchigamuchira chizaruro.
Amen. My, my, this is good. It's the voice of God in these last days. Paul said, I cease not to pray for the church. And the prophet, he is praying. Amen. The prophet.
Propita.
Amen. After the order of Paul.
He is
also praying. He says, "My God, begin by His Spirit to give us continuous life-giving and prevailing revelation." Amen. If the church could only get a fresh revelation and become by it the living word manifested, we would do great works and glorify our Father in heaven. We pray this morning. Amen. We believe the prophet's prayer went before God. And we believe this morning that He is giving us this continuous life giving and prevailing revelation. This fresh revelation. Amen. That we become the living manifested word.
Amen.
Revelation. It is possible, brother, sister. Amen.
Amen.
Says, if it is beyond you, look up to God. Amen. Perfect faith. Amen. This quotation that I like so much. Amen. You become the word.
Iwewe unoashoko.
As you receive the word.
Okay. Unaita shoko iwewe. Paku gamchira kwa unengo gita shoko.
Amen.
Amen.
You become the word.
Iwewe unoashoko.
By receiving the word.
Pa unengo chigamchira shoko.
Amen. You become the word.
Unoashoko.
By receiving the word. Amen. So you want to become the word? Receive the word. Accept the word. Amen. This life-giving, prevailing revelation. Amen. You grow from grace unto grace. From glory unto glory. Until one of these days, these bodies will not be able to contain that revelation. And will be translated. So that's where the mystery is, brother, sister. As you are receiving that word, as you are receiving that word, you are becoming that word. Amen. You are growing in stature. That stature of a perfect man. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus had perfect faith because He was the word. So when you receive the word and you have become the word, then you have perfect faith. It's that simple, brother, sister. As you receive the word, you are becoming the word. And when you become the word, you have perfect faith. Faith for the rapture. And I believe the church of the living God is moving into that cycle. Every service day, we are receiving that word. We are taking in that word. Because you become what you eat. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There are certain truths.
Amen.
Brother Ngoni Samukange.
Pane zimwe zvokwadi.
Certain truths.
Zimwe zvokwadi.
We need to emphasize.
Datinofanira kutorovera huko padziri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You become the word.
Iwewe unowashoko.
As you receive the word.
Pakugamuchira kwaunenge uchiita shoko.
Hausi kudanirwa kuita zvimwe zvinhu zvisinganzwisisike.
You are not being called to do some funny things.
Amen.
Amen.
No. Like we saw the other time. Amen. You want angels to visit you. Amen. Going about your business. A businessman.
Businessman.
Amen. At the marketplace, you are selling your vegetables.
Urukumsika urutengesa maveji.
By the street corner, you are selling your juice cans.
Urukutengesa majuice card.
But your mind is on God. Amen. You are becoming the word.
Pauri baboruto vashoko.
Amen.
Amen.
Certain truths.
Zimwe zvokwa.
We need to emphasize.
Zinoda kutoroverwa kuti tidzirovere zvoko padziri.
Amen. A word man, Brother Jarvis.
Munhu weshoko.
Amen.
Munhu shoko.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's possible, brother, sister. We are coming into that cycle. Amen. As you are sitting there, receiving this word, accepting it into your heart, you are becoming that word. Amen. And he says, your prophet, we are not building an organization. I'm not here this morning to build an organization. Amen. Christ sent me to build individuals to the stature of Jesus Christ. Amen. That was his commission. He says, he sent me to build individuals to the stature of Jesus Christ. Amen. You become like him. That individual becomes the powerhouse of the Almighty God by the word that's in him. Amen.
Amen.
A body
Mutumbi
that God can dwell in.
Uno garwa na mwari.
A body
Mutumbi
that God can walk in.
Uno pambwa na mwari.
God can see in.
Mwari vanokwanisa kuimba
mauri. God can talk in.
Mwari vanotaura mauri.
God can work in.
Mwari vanoshanda nemauri.
Amen. An individual walking the streets of Harare.
Ari kupamba mugwagwa yeHarare.
Amen.
Amen.
But you are a body that God is indwelling. Amen. That God sees through that body. That God works through that body. That God speaks through that body. Amen. It says living instrumentalities of God. God walking on 2 feet in you. God walking on 2 feet in you. God putting a suit in you. God putting a dress in you.
Vachipeka mujiva mauri.
Amen. God walking on 2 feet in you.
Mwari vachinyatsogiya netsoka dako.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us see God.
Tiri kuda kuona Mwari.
Let us see God.
Tiri kuda kuona Mwari.
In his people.
Ngationei Mwari muvanhu vake.
Amen.
Amen.
Anditomboda kuti vanhu vaone Alton.
I don't want people to see me.
Mwari ngandibatsira ndidi kuti vanhu vaone Alton.
God help me. I don't want people to see me.
Nokuti Alton ane undini.
Because I am selfish.
Alton ane hasha.
I am angry.
Alton anonyima.
I am mean.
Asinoroti vanhu vaone Mwari mandiri.
I want people to see the God in me.
Amen.
Amen.
Stand up on our feet.
Sumugeni zvakadzira.